Trying always new things. Invite co-host Fistful. Oh, Sulu's here too. Nice. If anyone wants to come up on stage again, just trying this. I enjoyed those clubhouses Mark did. I let him know. He says he could do tomorrow or next day. Maybe next we could change the times. But I think I just sent Fistful a invite to come up. But if anybody wants to raise their hand, we can get this going. And I'm excited for this. Or you got your voice machine, Fistful, man. We could talk about that. I could share some things I'm working on. You know, again, I don't know if there's... Oh, cool. Shadow. Dude, that's what was my nickname, man. HNS Broker. Dude, what's up, Will? Can I say that? I know we all like to be somewhat anonymous. I kind of wish I was anonymous sometimes, man, with this project. But, and just the decentralized web in general. But, yeah, Fistful, I don't know if you want to come up or if you got the invite. Maybe send me a telegram or a chat here. But, again, this is just a new idea to try to keep this flowing of information. There's a lot been happening that I could just share, but I want this to be open platform as well. So the idea is... I shouldn't say anything sensitive about the internet here because they're listening, man. Seriously, it got disconnected as soon as I said something about my internet in China, so I won't go into that. All right. But yeah, I mean, I'm very passionate about the decentralized internet, and I'm willing to share the stage here. There's some people joining. Thanks, Anne, Fistful, buddy. What's up? Trying again. Not gonna give up. Keep on pushing. Send a co-host invite. All right. Let's get into it. So it's actually been a year and a half since I've been involved with Handshake. Wow, got some new people joining. Thanks, everybody. The last one got disconnected. I don't know what happened. I will try to keep my phone near the window for internet speed. But this is the first one. Are you up here, Fistful? Says you accept it. Others can, you know, raise their hand.
Yeah, I think so. Can you hear me? Is my
recorder
coming in okay?
Seems like your normal voice, buddy. So, I don't know if you're willing to do that, but it's cool to hear your real voice. Encrypted's here. Anybody wants to come up on stage, you know, this is meant to be a round table discussion. It's not meant to just be, you know, one person talking. Sulu, some others. So, you know, .x is here. Man, we got some great people here. So it's, you know, I think Fistful might be setting up his voice recorder. But, again, this is my first hosting of a Twitter space. You know, I miss what, you know, the clubhouses we did about a year ago. And the idea here is, you know, try to get some new people to hear about Handshake. You know, I'm just a community member. I guess we're all directors, you know. I just fell in love with this as a normal user, you know. So I'll share my story while I think Fistful might be getting his audio. But, you know, I know some people think, like, you know, I was maybe involved. I was just like a normal community member. My story of hearing about Handshake is October 2020. A friend, Chris told me about it in Hong Kong and says there's this new decentralized domain system coming out, and it's out now, and it's like there's some really cool names coming out. And he was more into the domain space. I'm more of an internet marketer, SEO. Of course I have domain names, but I'm not trying to be one that's like a domainer by trade. I make more of my income by doing e-commerce and online marketing. So I was like, oh, I don't want to buy domain names, you know, like I try to build sites, build traffic, build content. And he's like, no, check it out. And he was really persistent, and he gifted me SkyInclude as a free name. And that was my first Handshake name. And some of you maybe know the blog and videos I do there. And that's kind of my quick story. And then the community really engaging, you know, Johnny Wu is awesome at Namebase. You know, I set up a call with him and October 2020, and you know, we had a cool video call. You know, he's like super nice guy. I think everybody here knows and likes Johnny. And you know, he says you can just do whatever you want to do in Handshake. There's no real centralized organization. You know, all of us here are directors. As soon as we buy a token or we buy a name, we're all part of this. So, you know, that's what I like about it. You know, there's other naming protocols that I would say are more centralized. You know, people can get fired from the company of the DAO or whatever, and there's you know, centralized companies that are like replicating ICANN on some of these decentralized naming protocols. Whereas I believe Handshake, I know Namebase is a huge part of it, but there's actually huge changes, you know, with Namebase announcing majority ownership, and it seems like changes there, which is really exciting to me, I think many others. So there's a lot of opportunity here, and there's a lot of things happening. Great, we're getting a really good turnout. Thanks everybody for tuning in. So yeah, I just want to share, I don't know how many people here, maybe do the emotion if you don't want to use your, you can come up on stage, but maybe put like a symbol here, like a peace sign if you know what Handshake is. I know some of you, peace sign, okay, Bob. Is anybody else? There's that reaction on the bottom. Oh, there you are, buddy. This fool, what's up? You got it going? All right. Cool. I see Tracy's swear works. Okay. I see a lot of peace symbols. So it seems like people, it's true. I think a lot of people here know Handshake already from just looking through the crowd. I'll just give a really quick one. Maybe there's a couple shy people that don't want to admit they don't know, but Handshake, or HNS is the token, is a TLD, top level domain blockchain. We can talk about the differences of top level and second level, where instead of having a .com, you have a ., you know, name. You know, of course, there's more and more than just .com now. There's obviously .ai, .io, or some popular new ones. But the idea of Handshake is that the right of the .dot is your TLD, and then it's basically you as the owner. It's your name, just like Bitcoin is your financial money. This is your piece of the internet. And then you can create SLDs. I know a lot of people like the SLD programs that are out there. You can just do it for yourself, for your own community or organization, you know, as a username. There's lots of power and ability. But the thing about Handshake is it's pretty simple. And, you know, I know some of the core contributors and developers want to make sure it stays as simple as possible. But did I get it right, Fistful? Anything you want to add? I was just giving like a quick brief overview of Handshake, just as a focused TLD platform, you know, a blockchain, where right at the dot. Actually, I've been studying about SLDs. I think there's some people here studying about SLDs. You know, I think that's the next frontier. There's already some huge developments with the SLD, normal domain. I call them like normal domains. But Handshake, a lot of people get confused. They think that they can register a SLD, like a my name dot TLD. But it's really meant for the right of the dot. But there's, you know, XNHNS with Kiba is doing amazing things. I've been chatting to him regularly. And I'm actually trying to develop on top of XNHNS some things with SLD registrations, which I could share about if people are interested. But basically, the beautiful thing about Handshake is it's very simple. It's meant to be simple. It's built to be simple, which makes, I think, it more powerful. Gateway.io.
They know what they're doing, they know the values of crypto, and they know
why H&S is so powerful, and they're going to be doing the right thing with it. You know, they're trying to get control out of central authorities. You know, they want to be there purely for the transactional sake, I believe they said. So I'm just really excited about all that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So that was news before we thought to do this Twitter space, but that's still fresh just a couple days. So, which I think is a huge one because, you know, we all love Namebase. I love Namebase. I mean, that's how I got started on it. But I think for this to really grow, it has to be multiple platforms and multiple options for users. The cool thing is, you know, about SLDs, I think there's others here even on this room. If y'all want to raise your hand or I'm trying to get familiar with Twitter Spaces interface, but we're willing to bring anybody up to share. That's the point of this.
Yeah, we got Swear Works update right now. What's going on, man?
Oh, cool.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Great, great. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, sure. One of the things I've been kind of working on is I've just been sort of acquiring, names on Namebase. Since the beginning, but I haven't really done any other stuff. I mean, I guess I do know that I could probably, create a little site and then it would be viewable on the compatible browsers or using, the ways you could sort of see these sites. But I guess the question I have is, are there some tools that are coming out that are easy for, I guess what I really want to do with some of these names is, maybe get some emails going and maybe get some SLDs that I can use or maybe others can use. And I guess I'm just not exactly sure how to kind of go down that path, or if I go down one path, is it cutting me off from another path?
Sure.
Maybe there's a lot in that question, but I just want to sort of figure out how I can sort of, I almost want some tools to try to do some stuff with these domains a little more other than just maybe posting a site.
Understand.
Does anybody have any ideas?
I could start, maybe Fistful could fill in after. Yeah, that's actually one thing I've always tried to do. Like I mentioned in my intro about Handshake, I also wanted to do more than just hold names. So I've always practiced trying to use them. There's HMail by Sebastian Razor that I believe is one of the main email services. Many here have used it or use it. So you can get email working on your domains, both at the TLD level or at the SLD level. So that's one option. Of course, for SLDs, Fistful was just mentioning a bit, gateway.io, and there's others like Porkbun, and Encirca is great in the community to sell SLDs. But the issue that many have is you can't really use the TLD. Well, you have to buy your own SLD, I believe, to use it. It would be more like a traditional domain. It wouldn't be really working on a blockchain, like kind of where you could have different powers with that. So I believe there's going to be some updates coming very soon for different ways of issuing SLDs on chain, which is, I'll be honest, I'm personally more interested in. XNHNS by Kiba in the community is a very exciting development. It's already actually working to port it to different blockchains to make maybe your own ENS domains platform or make something like Unstoppable, etc. But it is still worth hosting. HNS Search, I don't know if Andy's here, but there are search engines on Handshake domains. So, I'm an internet marketer. I'm a content marketer. I mean, that's what I do is trade. And I still believe, if you look at the ugly websites in the 90s from traditional domains, they're still ranking in Google because they're just been in hosted and established and early, So I still see the value. I host about 200 sites on Handshake. They're not unique. Most are not unique content. I think the only one with unique content is the Handshake Mercenary Forum, which I haven't updated in a while. But most are just really mirrors of my own content on the web too. But they start to rank and get traffic and links just like normal domains. So I still see some value in mirroring your current sites into Handshake domains. Of course, you can't really have it 100% because of resolvers. So you still keep maybe your Web2 website or on your .coms or others. But I would still say it's worth it personally.
Hey, Michael, just one quick thing on the HMail part of things. Is that... Is that working? I mean, does it work with sort of other, you know, can I use it like I use my regular email, like add it to my iPhone or add that email to like my, you know, post box or desktop? Is it sort of, or is it all sort of sitting within sort of a web interface within HTML? I guess if I started using email, it might be a good first start. I just don't know how integrated it is.
There are some videos and tutorials. I've even made one maybe a while, actually quite a while ago. But you can use Thunderbird. You can use a third party. So it's actually a mail server, and you would connect to it just like a normal mail server. You know, you'd have your...
Great, okay. Yeah.
It's still not going to be 100% like a normal email. There are some limitations still about recipients and sending. So it's a little bit, I want to just make sure you're aware it's not going to be like a, I wish it would, but there's some limitations still in the tech for it.
Yeah. I guess I just want to get started with it. It seems like a place to start. And I imagine, you know, a lot of people might want to have emails, you know, or sort of, you know, usernames or something where it's tied to an email or something like that with these, you know, handshake names. And I don't know, maybe it's not a big deal, but it seems useful to me.
It is. They're cool. I mean, especially if you can be so custom with you know, TLDs and everything. It's definitely a cool feature. I hope it will continue to develop, but I think it's also just about the limit. Same as if it gets browser adoption, I think mail adoption would be in sync. And then another use case is as a username. You know, there's a few platforms that you can log in with your Handshake name. And then that could be your username. So the dream, the power, you know, it's obviously all of us see .eth on Twitter. I think some people here are using .eth. I have a .eth name. And the cool thing about, you know, .eth, which I hope Handshake can start to learn from, is it's like your wallet address. I think there's some updates in HIP 005, if I've seen. Maybe I'm wrong with the number. Or HIP 2. HIP 2? Physical? But basically, you could use your name as a wallet address, and you can also use it as like a login to a website. So it's your user ID. So, you know, what attracted me even when I first started in like October 2020 was to make communities, you know, so you could almost make it like if you have a TLD that's like community centric, you would have to get a SLD to be able to be a user on the platform. So you could charge like that subscription fee of a domain is not just to host a website, but it's actually to log into a private forum, to show your support of a community, to receive money, to receive potentially airdrops, you know, maybe not on Handshake chain, but on other chains, so people could send funds to your name.
Well, that sounds pretty useful. I mean, with the NFT space has obviously emerged since the beginning, you know, of the name base. Maybe there's some opportunity for that as well, right? Because a lot of those .eths are being used in the sort of NFT space that's, you know, obviously evolving pretty quick. So maybe there's some I don't know. Maybe there's some use cases there. I don't know.
I know I've been quieter in Handshake for some of you. I've been just deeper into a lot of other blockchains. I kind of, even from Kiba's inspiration, you know, I think the way for Handshake to succeed is it has to kind of anchor into other blockchains. You know, there's debates I've followed over the years about SLDs on Handshake chain. It seems like it might not be. So I think the future of Handshake is, you know, anchoring across other blockchains. I think we're very close to having our own kind of ENS domains style on Ethereum or on Matic or on other blockchains. So instead of .eth, it could be .dot whatever TLD you would have, and it would have almost the same abilities. There's some maybe limitations or integrations that would need to be done manually, but that's the future that I see. And then of course everybody loves OpenSea, you know, or there's obviously LooksRare and others. And then by putting it onto that those blockchains that are supported by OpenSea, you could then do that. And I was the first buyer of .badass SLDs. And there's also Forever domains, .forever by Impervious. And Kiba and others have contributed to that. So you could actually make, it's actually kind of there. It's just, hopefully it will be a little bit cleared up soon, but I don't know if others here have feedback or suggestions on these. But it basically, instead of .eth, you can have your .handshake TLD. You just have to move it onto that blockchain and then do some integrations.
Yeah, so all that stuff happens with HIP 5. I'm not a super technical person, so I don't know all the ins and outs of how it works. But basically, if Mike, we have some feedback coming out on your side.
Okay, my screensaver's off. Oh, sorry, Mike. Oh, I'm mute.
Yeah, all right, thank you. Yeah, so basically how that works is with HIP 5. So basically, like I said, not super technical, but you're able to put a TLD on any other blockchain. So the .bass and .forever, they work with Ethereum, and they put in a pull request to make it so Handshake TLDs could work with the Ethereum blockchain, or could be put on the Ethereum blockchain, and then XNHS does it on sidechain of Ethereum on Polygon. So technically you could do it on any chain. You could do it on Solana, you could do it on Cosmos, you could do it on any chain that's out there, as long as you put in a pull request to HIP 5. So you can put those TLDs on that blockchain.
So I hope that makes sense. And actually, I've been talking to Kiba really a lot.
When you say put it on the blockchain, does that sort of mean that it's now kind of operating within that one blockchain only? Can you put it on multiple? I'm just not exactly sure. I guess I'm not sure how that works either. But are any thoughts?
Is Fistful, do you want me to try? So, you know, I actually did a video at skyinclude.com/XNHNS. There's actually three videos with Kiba, the main developer and amazing community member, that's kind of done most of the work on XNHNS. XN means cross-network, HNS is handshake. So the idea is, you know, actually, because ENS domains is just an orphan TLD. It's just .eth. They just kind of, I don't know exactly. I don't think they got approval from ICANN to make .eth, but there's no conflict. But essentially, they just kind of made .eth out of thin air, not connect. I think Handshake has reserved .eth on Handshake, just, I hope, as courtesy. I believe we have, the creators did. But the idea is you use your Handshake TLD as the anchor to then issue SLDs, but you have to choose one blockchain for that TLD. So if you choose to go to Ethereum, you wouldn't be able to go to Polygon. Well, you would basically the way Kiba's making it is you put a deposit onto the XNHNS, and that deposit could be lost if you break your agreement with XNHNS. It's a little bit complicated, but
does HNXNS, is that the connector between HNS, your TLD, and the blockchain you choose? Is it going through this HNX?
Yeah, well, it's just, of course, there could be other solutions, but Kiba, I believe, developed that after his experience making .badass on Ethereum from Handshake. And then a lot of people were asking him, can you help me move my TLD to Ethereum? Can you help me move my TLD to Ethereum? So I think that's my, again, assumption. He's, but I believe he made XNHNS in response to people's request to move, to have it. But the idea is you got to choose one blockchain. It's just, because imagine if you're a user, if you buy a domain on Ethereum and then someone can buy the same domain name on Polygon or Cosmos or others, it wouldn't, obviously it'd be conflicting because we want these to work on browsers, right? So you would basically, the quick answer is you would choose one. Of course you could break your promise and then that would hurt, I think, everybody, but you would lose some deposits. So his solution that he's coming up with is you could make your deposit higher on the XNHNS, and then as this develops, the buyer or the user of the SLD would then be able to see how much you've put on the deposit or escrow, and that's the amount you're willing to lose if you break your contract by maybe turning off the connection. I don't know if you understand that or it's helpful, but...
Yeah, I'm looking at their site on Fleek.co, and I'm reading about it here. So yeah, this is interesting. This is worth exploring. So it's a little new to me. It's a bit technical, but I guess I'll just play around with it a little bit and try something out, you know. Just one of the TLDs or something, and just see what happens, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like try with a lower, risk one. I've actually done it on Polygon, but just a full disclosure, he didn't yet make it easy. You got to kind of use your own fork of ENS domains or your own front end for registering SLDs. He didn't get to that yet. So what it can do so far is it moves it to Polygon or to the Ethereum, but then you would have to hire a developer to make a domain registration platform for it. So it gets you to that blockchain on that TLD, but then you need to then do another contract to make SLDs. Yeah, it's still very early and technical. So honestly, I'm paying a developer right now. Confirming with him, and I'm talking to Kiba to build that. I want to build it on Polygon because it's a lot less gas fees than Ethereum, and then you could have a registration system for your TLD. If you look at ens.domains or badass.domains, it would look like that. And then you would log in with your Matic wallet, which is layer 2 of Ethereum, and then register the name. Allow people to register their names. I hope I'm not giving feedback, Fistfuls. I don't have any noise around here, but I hope it's smooth.
No, it's all right. It's good now. Encrypted joined us a little bit ago. What's going on, man?
You're on mute. Yeah, I think it defaults mute, so you got to click on mute. Hey, there you are, buddy. Nice.
Yeah, I mean, like, I had a couple things to touch on, but, I mean, they passed and gone already, so, like,
well,
we're cut out on a different subject.
Well, a cool announcement is, I don't know if people even know yet, but Encrypted is helping out, joining us with the Flamingo Handshake Auction, starting with the one next week. It's really great to have you helping at the Flamingo Handshake Auction. So just so people know, we've been trying to do those monthly. I have been basically monthly, Encrypted joined the last one, and Chris moved on. So he said, "Oh, I can help out." And then we've been talking the last few weeks, he's gonna be up on stage with me, and will be there, and some others. So it's really cool to have you involved with that. So that's really cool.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate it. I mean, I'm really excited to be a part of it because, I mean, I've been going to the auction since, you know, the first one, and I've seen just how crazy it can get. I'm hoping that it'll be like that this time. But, I mean, at the minute, we're still picking the move, and submissions would be really good because, you know, the better the domains we have, the more people will come.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, you know, I see .x here in the audience. .x is awesome. I think that was auctioned. That was one at the it was not an Yeah. So that was an awesome one. And actually, D-Web Foundation submitted .s for HandyCon's auctions in March, March 18th. So it'll be hard to get something that nice for this next week's February auctions, because a lot of people are waiting for HandyCon's auction with .s and probably some others. But we have a pretty good submissions lineup for next week as well, and we try to encourage everybody in the community to submit their TLDs, and Encrypted will also be checking the submissions this time with us. Okay. Yeah, and Crippa, what do you think?
I mean, I've been looking through them and I've seen like some really good ones, but the people who own those ones don't want to go lower, so I'm thinking that those would be more suitable for HandyCon. So I'm really just asking out for people to submitted more, because even if you don't get into this auction, like, you'll always be, you know, in the list for the future ones.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the biggest issues. We do allow people to put a reserve. Of course, we don't want them to give away their amazing TLDs, but sometimes people's reserve expectations probably is worth it, you know. But of course, we want to try to get the reserves as low or zero as possible for the buyers or for the community, to make sure there's some transactions happening and deals happening. And it's just a little bit boring when we don't hit the reserve, right? So that's why we try our best to. Sometimes if you submit a name to us and it's a high reserve, we'll talk to you by email or privately and see if you're willing to, reconsider that or lower that a bit. So just a little bit of info for y'all. Cool. I see some great people in the audience. I'm not sure if anybody else wants to come up, share what you're working on or questions. It was really cool to have Swearworks ask some questions. I haven't gotten to see you in the community too, so it's great. I'm really happy to hear from you. But it still feels like we're still really early, you know? I think the Namecheap news is great news. It's just a couple of days old. And that'll help even more mainstream adoption. But of course, browsers and emails and, there's a lot, and making the interfaces and the tools easier to use. That's, of course, the big challenge that we're working on here as a community.
Touching on the Namecheap news a little bit, I was reading through Richard's replies to the community, and he said that one of their primary focuses is to be able to mix Nimbus and us holding the TLDs with Namecheap. So I'm kind of thinking, are they going to operate kind of like in Circa or Gateway? Or like, how is that going to go down? Does that mean that anyone that wants to can own a TLD and rent it out on Namecheap? Because that's pretty nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really awesome to see Namecheap, embracing Handshake over, I think we first noticed it around the end of last summer when they put Handshake right on their homepage, I believe, and they allow you to register. .p, they bought .p for a huge amount, I can't recall, but, very high price. And then they have a bunch of others. But yeah, for now, it looks like Namecheap is only selling SLDs, please correct me if I'm wrong, but last I checked was only ones that they own. I know they're open to that. Maybe this is what they're going to try to do, is bridge that more and integrate that more. But yeah, we'll have to, as far as I can see, we'll have to maybe wait and see. But I did see them tweet maybe a month or two ago. I saw Sulu tweeting about that they would open to allow other TLD owners to sell SLDs on Namecheap. I believe I saw that. And then it was like, email us, and then somebody says goodbye to your inbox. I think that was Sulu. But yeah, I mean, they have to obviously make a smoother system. So maybe they'll use the name base's experience and tech for integrating that way.
Is the team moving over to Namecheap, or is it just a financial investment and they're going to bring technical talent to the group, or is there any fundamental change in how the stuff that's being, or the people that are working on Namebase, or is it a big shakeup? I don't know. Just sometimes, with these acquisitions, it seems like a good acquisition, but I just wonder if there's any major changes coming down the pike that we're aware of or not.
Well, Namebase Namecheap was Richard just had like an application type of deal for anybody that wanted to kind of join them on moving Handshake or the team forward and helping them solve problems that they have with Handshake. And so they're definitely going to be pushing the space forward for sure. And I'm really excited to see the second order effects that this has too, because Namecheap is the second largest registrar in the world. So if their focus on Handshake, then, what does that mean? So all these other registrars, and I can too, is going to be looking at, there's just going to be more eyes on Handshake. And honestly think that, you know, if registrars don't pick up on AHA and they don't follow the AHA fleet, I think they're going to get left in the dust. And, you know, they're not going to innovate and join the new wave. And they're going to fall into obscurity.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of tweets I was trying to catch up on. I'm also on Asia, so it's, you know, I was in the middle of my night, but I was catching up on them. And what I noticed the most was Johnny Wu's comments. And he says that the biggest issue Handshake has had is, like, you know, the financial. It's very grassroots. And I know everyone thinks, a lot of people think Namebase is Handshake. Sometimes it's confused. Of course, Namebase is a startup company. But it is somewhat true. They are kind of become almost the main part of Handshake. But I think anybody using them has noticed over the months, you know, they're doing a lot, right? They're trying to do a lot of different tools and technologies, and all of us, you know, me too, I try to do so much, but if you do too, you know, there's so much to do, right? So I think what Johnny says is, you know, the biggest news is the financial support, or, I mean, I don't want to put words in his mouth, you can find the tweet yourself, but, you know, I think it's definitely going to be a net positive. I think we all saw Namebase maybe, you know, as a user at least, probably we could see some support they could use. So I have a good feeling this will be a positive. And it seems like, you know, Richard, the Namecheap CEO on Twitter, says he wants to make it more decentralized. I think a lot of us want to see more decentralization in Handshake of these, you know, because it's such a massive part of Handshake at Namebase. So hopefully that will kind of open it up a little bit, you know, because I've been using, you know, more of the Ethereum NFTs lately and following that. And it is much, like, if you use LooksRare or OpenSea, you don't have to, like, it's just in your wallet, right? It's not in their wallet. It's in your wallet, you know? Whereas in Handshake, you got to kind of put it to Namebase. You got to transfer it for 2 days. It's in their wallet. You put it on their marketplace. People have to buy on their platform. You know, it's, like, not as nice of an experience, in my opinion. And, you know, a little bit of a plug for our HandyCon in 1 month, exactly, from today. It's going to be a 3-day conference. We haven't confirmed Namecheap, but I'm pretty sure we'll get through to them to come and share. And actually, when I talked to Johnny Wu before the announcement last week about HandyCon, he says it would be a good time. Even before this announcement with Namecheap, he says a lot of people have been asking for a roadmap and things, and he says maybe he could kind of wait until then for a longer term roadmap from Namebase. But also the other answer is it's not a full buyout. They're a 51% owner, and I believe Namebase will still be somewhat independently run, at least probably for the foreseeable future. And in any acquisition, I've been through acquisitions too, you know, usually nothing much changes for a while. Usually the buyer just wants to understand the insides of a company and operations before they make changes. So, you know, I don't think we should expect something to change for at least for a few months.
And Mike will also be speaking on, like, the Forever and curiosity, and I think you'll prep for that. And if you can't attend a panel or a speaker slot that you wanted to, don't worry, because everything will be recorded and posted up on YouTube. So don't worry if you miss out, you know.
Sorry, I'm talking to you. But yeah, I mean, people like CandyCon last year, you know, it was done just in 2 weeks' notice. We still have a whole month to prepare. And yeah, Fistful has been helping amazing with it. And Anne's here, Anne's helping, and others. And of course, we want to keep it totally free for everyone. We are confirming sponsors. We'll be announcing sponsors. Thank you to sponsors. Impervious already confirmed as a sponsor. There's some others to support it, but we want it to be free, and we're going to do 3 days to 2 days like last year. And yeah, the point is just to really give a stage or a platform. I think the biggest differentiator of Handshake from other protocols is this real grassroots community of developers and contributors, and a bunch of you are even on this call right now. So yeah, we're working hard to get the website online. It's going to be on a handshakedomain.conference. Actually, that was gifted to me last year at HandyCon from a community member. So we decided to use handshake.conference as the domain. I personally try to always build on Handshake if possible. So, you know, that won't work without a resolver. Maybe we'll get a forwarding.com or something. But we basically have, I'd say, 80% done, right, Fistful, with the agenda. But of course, if there's somebody here that wants to share, we want to give people this opportunity. Don't hear you, but I think so. Well, yeah, I mean, and we're open to making more ideas. We're going to have some, I believe, hackathon style or sharing. And we want people to actually build and take action. Oh, are you there? You there, Fistful?
Yeah, I can talk more about it. Well, I've been trying to get that set up. I touched on it on the community call. I'm still in contact. I'm in contact with Sia and the Akash team as well. And there are going to be three categories. So it's going to be websites hosted with Handshake, on a Handshake domain that utilize Sia websites. Using the whole T-Web stack, Handshake, Akash, and Sia. So we have those three categories going on. And there's going to be some prize money too. So we got five, the HNS fund is putting towards 5K USD worth of HNS towards this hackathon. And then Matthew's NFT product that he hosted a little while ago, some 50% of those sales will be put towards the HNS fund and to that hackathon as well. So we're really excited about that. I believe we're going to be able to get going to. I'm still talking with the CIA team about that. But hopefully, you know, we can get a lot of people from a lot of different communities to build websites on Handshake domains, so you can have something to serve. You know, you're gonna get a resolver, and you know, right now there's not a ton of websites on Handshake domains. So hopefully, this hackathon will sprout out like 50-100 new sites for you to serve, and it'll be like the early days of the internet. You know, finding new sites and exploring. So that's our main goal with the hackathon, is just to have sites for you to search, you know, give you a reason to download a resolver and go look at some cool website. So yeah, we're really looking forward to that. We're really excited about this, and I'm glad that Akash came on board too, so we can kind of get all of our communities together to hack away together. So during HandyCon, we have three blocks set out for the hackathon, and it's going to be our technical Q&A. So it'll be Matt Zipkin, a rep from Akash, and a rep from Sia. And, you know, you can ask whatever questions you want to, or, you know, and we'll go through some kind of tech demo as well. We'll have a bunch of resources aggregated to make it a lot easier, not only for site building during this hackathon, but for anybody in the future as well. But yeah, that's my little spiel on that.
Awesome, man. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good metric is you know, hosting or building on the domains, right? I think that's the best way to get the attention from. I know a lot of us want browsers, you know. We've all had this battle with different browsers over the years. You know, don't get into that. But, you know, we're trying to get browser adoption or mass user adoption. Probably the best way is building sites that people need to use or have to use. You know, we're all waiting for that killer social network that's on Handshake domain only, you know, totally decentralized. And, you know, so this hackathon sounds like a great way to spark that even more. So thanks, Fistful and H&S Fund, for what you do there on that. That's great.
I guess most people probably are aware of Beat on this chat, but I found that to be a very accessible way to look, you know. I just keep going there when I'm looking at, you know, H&S sites on my phone or on my desktop. So,
what was it? Sorry, I don't know if it was my connection, but
the name. It's called the Beacon web browser. It's impervious.
Yeah.
It's just very, very simple, very clean. I don't know. It just sort of looks like, again, if these are the kind of tools that start showing up for, you know, H&S, you know, TLD owners, you know, when it's just super easy and it's slick and it looks like, you know, an app that we're used to, and, you know, just, that's kind of, you know, I mean, again, it's just a browser, but it's just well done. It works. And yeah, I think when tools like that show up for people that are not, you know, non-technical to just use very easily with Handshake, people will just start using them. So.
Totally. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, Impervious is doing amazing things. There's a great, great team there. And yeah, Beacon is a browser that is out. I think I'm waiting for the Android. I think it's iOS for now, right? I mean, I'm not on iOS personally.
Yeah, the Impervious is called a one-man team. It's a buffer in the community. You guys may know him. See him around in the Telegrams and the Discords. But he wanted to do iOS first because he said that getting onto the App Store, the Apple App Store, is the hardest part of the app. So he just wanted to build that first, and then I think now he's working on the Android version as well. So I mean, it'll be here when it gets here. It's a one man doing all of this. So you know, some of this stuff you gotta be patient with.
For sure,
yeah,
for sure.
It's kind of cool. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I'm just, go ahead.
Well, and it's even funny, sometimes, you know, when you pull up the browser, when I pull up Beacon and I have it, you know, down in my, you know, tray on my desktop, and I'll, you know, I just find myself starting to go, because it also, you know, shows other sites, and so now I start sort of it's just interesting how sort of it just changes your behavior when you sort of, you know, start using a browser, and then it's like, oh, well, I'll just go to, you know, Google.com or whatever, you know, in this browser too, because I'm here right now looking at other H&S sites. So it's just kind of funny how, I don't know, just like sort of sudden, all of a sudden you're just like, oh yeah, I'm just using browsers that, you know, are fully H&S compatible. You can see that happening very quickly all of a sudden. So it's just interesting. It seemed like a lot to do at the very beginning where you were typing in all sorts of dots and H&Ss and twos and, you know, and now it's just sort of getting easier and easier and easier every month. So, I mean, it's cool. I just think it's going to creep up on people, and all of a sudden it'll just be everywhere, you know.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Go ahead, this one.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like they always say, it's slowly and then suddenly all at once. I think that getting a lot easier resolvers for everybody will make this whole transition a lot easier. Or if they make it in a browser, like local, like it just does it on its own. You don't have to install a bunch of extra whatever to get these H&S sites to show up on your browser. So that's one thing that I'm really looking forward to seeing, what Opera's solution to resolving sites is. Is it going to be some gateway, because Pula, they just use the HNS.2 right now. I hope that Opera does some type of like fingertip like method, and it resolves sites with Dane securely, and you know, it's not like invading your privacy or anything like that. So yeah.
Yeah, so I just had a pretty funny little hacky idea for that. So, like, you know the HNS.is DNS that Angry Mice released, I think? What if you just built that into, like, Electron app, like the thing that Discord's built on, and you could just have it so as soon as you load it, you just type in whatever you want, and it just instantly pops up. Just like, I don't know, it's not unprofessional, but I mean, hack it could work a little bit, right?
I think Puma, we didn't bring a Puma browser, but Puma, I think they were one of the first major browsers, and I think they kind of did somewhat like they use HNS.2 to do their integration, I believe. Again, also not the most technical, but yeah, it's true. I mean, I there was also a Handy browser, you know, made by the Handy OSS team. I installed that, but the thing is I need to have Docker, and my laptop's overheating. I think that's why you're getting feedback. My laptop's overheating right now. So I don't have a huge machine to download at all. That's kind of my issue. I do have Bob Wallet, though. It fills most of my hard drive. But that's one of the issues, I think, is these full nodes browsers. But then there is HNSD, I believe, right, is the right way to do it. Again, I'm not the most technical person to talk about this. I mean, that's why I'm excited about this conference next month, because sometimes I even lose track of all the stuff happening. But of course, we don't have to wait till next month. But I would love to learn about that one. Also, just to switch the topic a little bit, but I think we're gonna get starting to drop domains. You know, like it's past the 1 year, so renewals. And I was talking to some people, Oscar in the community, and the Bob Wallet team is working on a bulk renewal transaction solution, because some people obviously have more than one TLD or don't want to do it one by one. But yeah, I mean, I'm really wondering. I mean, I'm definitely going to be some drop TLDs, probably really good ones, because the first, I'm sure there's people that, you know, will either forget or will maybe don't have their wallet anymore, or don't have funds in their account or something, you know. I'm even curious how Namebase is going to renew all of theirs on the blockchain. But it's definitely going to be some interesting transition when we get to the renewal stage, which is coming up probably soon, right? Like the first set of renewals?
Yeah, I think it should be actually happening. I think they're happening now, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was Valentine's Day was when that was block 2016, and that's when the first auction happened, I'm pretty sure. So maybe like 2 weeks from now, on the 28th, is when expiries are happening. I'm not too sure, though, but it is going to be within this month that expiries are happening.
Yeah, so I know some people worry about that or will ask, because people thought it's lifetime. I mean, just to be clear, I mean, maybe that's the question which SwearWorks is going to ask. It's very minimal. It's one. It's like a mining fee, which is like less than a penny or around a few in a cent range. But you have to send a heart. They call it a heartbeat transaction. I think is what Mazepin call or is it called as a heartbeat, just to show that you still have access to your wallet and you still want to keep this. So that's every 2 years. But we can talk about it more.
Is that one of the benefits though of buying domains and holding them in on Namebase? I think that they do the heartbeat for you. Is that right?
I mean, we've never experienced it, but from what I've read in their documentations, and I have still a bunch of TLDs there myself, is they do it on your. If you ever update something on Namebase's on the blockchain DNS, I don't know if anybody's ever done that. You'll get on your transaction list. You'll pay some HNS. They deduct it from your wallet to do that mining fee. So what my assumption is going to happen is you're going to get like a negative 0.02 or whatever HNS, and it'll say mining renewal transaction. I've had debates with some of my friends, you know, about this. It's not free. You have to have HNS in your Namebase wallet to do it. I mean, some people think it's free renewal. It's not. Unless they're going to pay all of those transaction fees, but I think they're going to just deduct that from your wallet on your behalf. So I know there's some, I actually worried about this because some people, you know, a lot of us gifted names to like new people in Handshake and got them signed up on Namebase or whatever. But if they have zero HNS and it renews, I don't know what's going to happen, to be honest.
You mentioned like a penny. I mean, do we know sort of what the, I mean, what is it, just the tiniest transaction? You just sort of prove that you have the wallet, right? Or you have access to the wallet. Is it?
Yeah.
Are you talking literal penny or a minor?
It's just a minor fee, so it depends on the congestion of the network. You know, I said the same thing with, you know, Ethereum or Bitcoin, how their transaction fees work. It just depends on what priority you want to give it. So I think right now, if you try to send any transaction, the minor fee is only 0.02 HNS or something like that. But say if name, I think you can only send, like 60 renewals within a block. So, you know, say if Namebase starts bulk transaction, you know, 60 renewals within every block, you know, that can cause some congestion in the network and spike minor fees. So it all just depends when you do it. I don't know what everybody else is doing, but I have most of my names on Pop Wallet, and I just sent a renewal a little early, just so I could avoid whatever Namebase is gonna do, because I'm not sure what their protocol is. I'm sure it's pretty thought out. I hope it's very well thought out about what they're going to do to make sure that no names expire under their watch or anything like that. But yeah, I would definitely try to send a transaction early or something like that if you're worried about getting like cut off or like having to pay some stupid high minor fee to be able to just renew your name.
So the short answer is,
if you miss,
yeah, go ahead.
If you miss, is there some sort of grace period where if you miss it, you can still kind of come back and claim it, you know, as like a first right of refusal kind of thing, or is this getting too detailed? Imagine you might get a chance to get it back if you miss the date, the renewal date, or maybe not.
We will all be learning this. I mean, it's definitely in their white paper, but I believe it goes back into the meme pool or mempool to be re-auctioned. From my understanding, I don't know how much grace period you have, but you have until that time. And, you know, blockchain, unfortunately, there's a good and a bad at blockchain, but there's no customer support at blockchain, right? It's just this is how it's built, and this is the rule. So I think if you miss that deadline, it goes back to the auction to be auctioned again. So what's going to be crazy to see is there's definitely going to be people that forget. I mean, I don't know if you've seen it, but there's tweets I've seen of people that didn't reveal their bids and they lose. I don't know if you know that, but Namebase takes care of that. But Bob Wallet or doing it from other wallets, if you forget to reveal or you forget your seed or you forget your, you know, how to log into your wallet, you lose that HNS. And there's some huge ones. I saw somebody tweeting it out. I think it was Fernando at Sin Papeles, but if there's people that lost like thousands and tens of thousands of dollars not revealing their bids in time. So for sure there's people in the last 2 years that forgot their logins, either at Namebase or at Bobble or others that are going to be dropping those.
Are there any interfaces that are built that you guys are aware of where it's going to show dropped domains where people will be bidding on just those?
It's definitely it's the next frontier, I would say, if somebody wants to build something. I think it's something to be worked on. I almost think, I don't know if people know about Impervious, but the founders, a few of the founders are from Park.io, which is like a pretty famous drop service in traditional domains. So I'm sure they are thinking about this, but I don't know if they're working on it. But for sure, I think there's going to be, this is going to be the new frontier of Handshake, is these people that missed out 2 years ago and it started are going to be able to start to re-engage on some pretty good ones, I can imagine. Yeah, I muted. I finished. Sorry. Sure, no problem. No problem. I mean, it's been 1 hour. We don't have to keep these going forever, but I can stick around for another, I'd say, another 30 minutes myself. But yeah, the idea is next week's the auction for Flamingo Handshake. You know, Crypto will be up there with me and some others. So we won't have... The idea is I did this the same time as the auction on purpose, so people know this time something's happening. So maybe my thinking is... Again, I'm open to anything, but this first Twitter space that I've at least set up. But maybe every... If there's not an auction or some other event in Handshake, this maybe time every week is my guess. I'm just testing today, but open to anybody's feedback. But yeah, Oh, he left already. Okay. Did you have more questions, Swearworks? Or I see some new people, Dope, came on the stage.
Just one last one, and I'll stop asking questions so much. I'm curious. These were the reserved names. Are they coming on as well? Or are they going to be... At some point, the reserved ones are going to be released as well, right? Is that the same time frame as these 2 years?
No. I believe it's 4 years. I mean, there's some pretty good people on in the audience that are also encouraged to come up on stage. But I think it's it's 4 years. But I think there's even discussions I've seen about extending that even more. Because we, you know, imagine .com on Handshake. I don't know. We don't really want to conflict. The one reason I like about Handshake is it's not trying to conflict with the current internet. It's trying to be soft fork. So I don't really want to have more collisions. There's even a couple that are still, there are collisions, but I think there's discussion.
Makes sense. Okay.
But it will come up, and then people will be able to get, if .com or VeriSign, I think, is the owner and never claims .com on Handshake in that time frame, then it'll be up for auction for people to get .com on Handshake, which would be kind of nuts. But that will happen. I think that's 2 more years at least, but there's already talks about extending that. By doing a fork, which is a little bit another discussion I'm not really qualified to talk about too much. Unless there's others here that would like to share.
I heard Fistful earlier saying that there was 60 renewals allowed per block. I believe it's 600.
All right, thanks for clarifying. Yeah, I felt like 60 was kind of small. Thanks for clarifying, Dave.
Yeah.
Again, anybody can read these. It's not like it's meant to be an open protocol. The white paper is on handshake.org from the creators. And anybody has questions, they can always go there. It's the best source of information. Okay. I mean, we can wrap up. I mean, an hour, it was pretty intense, you know. I hope people enjoyed this. Or there's other questions, or people can raise hands. Again, this is my first Twitter space I've done, and I'm trying to see how to read what's happening. But, Dope, do you have something to say?
No, I was just going to say, I love these talks. It felt like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, they're fun, right?
It's nice having the open dialogue about everything.
Yeah,
it'd be nice if people started using the Discord server more, almost.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what this... Spaces at all.
I mean, there's so many different options, but the reason I think Twitter might be better than Discord is it can hopefully discover people that aren't in the Discord. It's more of a discovery. So it's more we want to welcome people that don't know anything about this to join and get involved. That's at least the thought process of it being on Twitter. That's fair. But I know that there's one coming up on...
Communities are building this way, definitely, Michael. I mean, I think it's bringing in different people, for sure. You know, using Twitter Spaces, you know, other kind of communities are using it to, you know, get new people in and just have, you know, sort of quick, you know, group chat and stuff. So,
I think it's interesting crypto-based projects.
Exactly.
Excuse me. Okay. Well, it seems like we're getting. It seems like we're wrapping up. I mean, it's fine. I mean, just a bit over an hour is fine for me. But yeah, I enjoyed it too. It kind of gets me excited too. You know, I know it. There's been. I think all of us, but you know, even me. I've been in and out of the community. I'm trying to. Yeah, you know, like I said earlier, I've been getting involved in a lot of different blockchains, and it gets really overwhelming. And Handshake's still my favorite community blockchain. It's very open and decentralized.
I did want to ask one more thing, Michael.
Yeah,
sorry.
Please go ahead.
The HNS search site is. Do you know if there's any progress with that, or who's heading that?
Yeah, Andy. I think he's in Switzerland or Europe. I've talked to him since he first launched that, and I think what he said on Twitter, or they said, was they're realizing it's still too early for a search engine because there needs to be more tools on, like, more actual building tools than search tools. So I remember the announcement a few months ago that they're working on other tools, and they are working on something to share at HandyCon next month. Some announcements and some updates. That's why I like making this conference, because it kind of gives people a milestone to prepare something. I hope a lot of us here can share what they're working on, either in a session or... But I think that's what I remember them saying, was they're working on other tools to make it easier to build on Handshake, because I see that as more of an urgent need than a search engine for now. But I might. But I talked to him literally on a message a couple days ago, and
no, that's cool. Thanks for that.
Sure. We can start to wrap up unless there's less questions or people want to come up on stage. I'd love to let people share what they're working on or ask questions. All right, great. I'm going to hit the red button. I did record this, so I'll put it on handshake.mastermind, and I'll probably tweet it out. Actually, we kept the old ones from last year's clubhouses too. They're still on the archives that Mark Smith had done. And your feedback's appreciated on how to improve this or do these better. It's meant for everyone here.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your hosting this and being so open to questions and, you know, just being a good community member. It makes me get more involved, so appreciate it very much.
Yeah, it motivates me too, you know. I think we all need some, you know, hearing how others are doing and questions. It gets everybody excited again. So, yeah, stay tuned for another one soon, probably in 2 weeks. Next week will be the auction, which is a free event, you know, and you don't have to bid, but you can just participate. It's a small little fun group, and a crypto will be up there for the first time. So that's this time next week. On AirMeet, but you should be able to find it. But the week after, we'll probably do another Twitter space is my thought of this. So thank you, everybody. All right, I'm hitting the end button. Thank you, everybody, for being here. All right, click.